Folks, this segment is made possible by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in Oklahoma. Check them out online, ChoctawHuntingLodge.com, and also by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, you know, many of us like to hunt hogs, and if you hunt hogs much, chances are real good you're going to be hunting them at night. Now, Mr. Paul Tyson is our guest. Paul is my go-to expert for anything thermal, any night hunting equipment. Paul came out a couple of months ago and walked me through the basics of getting started with a thermal scope, an AGM Global Vision Rattler is what I have on my rifle. But I thought it'd be fun and informative for all you folks to listen to Paul answer some questions on thermal. Paul, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Thank you, Luke. I'm glad to be here once again.
Yes, sir. Well, we need to get you on a regular basis because hunting hogs at night is not just a pastime for some people. It's a passion, you know, and a lot of people, it's something we can do year-round, and it's just a lot of fun, and people like me, I do it a little differently than some folks. I'm not out there shooting and running sounders and trying to stack up 50. I want one meat hog, but I want it every time I go, you know, and that thermal is a good way to do it. The cost of thermal has come down somewhat, hasn't it, Paul?
Oh, yes, sir. Where just a couple of years ago, for a quality thermal, you were at an entry level of a couple of $1,000 for a very base unit.
Mm-hmm.
Anything really respectable, you're looking at $3,000 to $4,000. And nowadays, we have decent monoculars at $499. We have decent scopes at $999. I attribute that to AGM Global Vision for their seeing the need in the market for affordability to get more people out hunting at night, and not just with digital night vision, but to get into the thermal hunting game.
You bet. Well, for several years, I did use digital night vision, and I knew, you know, I wasn't totally uninformed. I knew what it was. It works on IR, and you have to have a clear line of sight. In heavy brush, it is next to useless, digital night vision, in my opinion. You get so much refraction off that IR that it lights your scope up and you can't see your target, really. But it does serve a purpose, and it was affordable. You know, you could buy the ones that I use for, I don't know, $500 or $600. But the AGM Global Vision, folks, and you can go there online and look at a lot of this stuff. Paul's got a website that we want you to go to, gearthehunt.com. We'll tell you more about that. But AGM Global, the Rattler, like that you hooked me up with, set it up for me on my rifle and taught me how to use it, really is pretty, it's not that complicated, but there is a learning curve, Paul. And I think that rather than just, for me especially, order one through the, you know, through the mail or whatever, have it shipped in. Okay, well, there's a big learning curve for me to get it sighted in and all that. Now, had I had a person like yourself to call, that would have made it easier. What I'm getting at, if you have somebody, folks, like Paul, that you can call at least if you've got a question and say, hey, what do I use to sight this in with for a target, you know, can be of immense help. So I think, Paul, what you do, many people like me need somebody like you to kind of advise them and get them started, you know?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I'm not like Academy Sporting Goods where you just go in and pick something off the shelf and the rest is on you.
Right.
I try to pride myself on being there and give honest opinions and hands-on feedback to people before, during, and after the sale. If you're my customer, you're my customer for life, and I take care of you in 3 years just like I did the day before you bought it. So if I'm where I can get to you and help you in person, I will, but my phone is always on.
And just, you know, just bits of information like what's the best target to use, an ice cube wrapped in foil, or, you know, whatever. And it, because conventional old shooters like me are used to a crosshair, a minute of angle, and quarter minute of angle, what, you know, it's way different. Now, let's talk about, for instance, the Rattler. And I go to a lot of these thermal groups and, you know, on Facebook and look at a lot of the questions. The most basic Rattler, Paul, which I've got one that's the one you brought out is a 35 millimeter, but the most basic one is a 19 millimeter, I believe. Compare it to, if you will, for someone that wants to shoot hogs over a corn feeder. Most people set them up, I set mine up about 50 yards from where I'm shooting. How does that basic I think it's a 19 millimeter, right?
Yes, sir.
How does it compare with, say, a digital night scope that we've used for the past many years? I know it's going to be way better. I also know that it's probably not the scope you want to shoot to buy if you've got an AR and you're going to be shooting running hogs at 200 yards. Is that right?
Well, that's exactly right. On those lower resolution units, which the 19 millimeter is a 256 resolution, which is the lowest resolution you would want for an entry level scope. They make up some of the downfalls of the resolution with increased magnification. So they're kind of putting a Band-Aid on the lack of resolution with increased magnification, if that makes it simpler. But for 50, 75-yard shots, it's perfectly adequate. For somebody that only hunts, you know, two or three times a year, hunts over a feeder, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that scope. And, you know, some guys are just leery about spending a couple thousand dollars on a scope right out of the get-go. So to get somebody out there and not have the downfalls of the digital night vision, it's something that they can use year-round for security around their property. You can take it off and use it as a monocular. For $999 for that, $999 for that TS-19 256 resolution Rattler, it's a great buy for somebody that's an occasional hunter or has a limited budget or just needs something around the farm to protect their property and their livestock. Or like I say, just security around your property. It's a great tool.
Well, Paul, you know, I hear the word entry level, and I do understand that it's the most economical. And I understand that it won't do things at 200, 300 yards that some of the more expensive Rattlers. The Rattler is one that I use, folks, and it's one that I know a little bit about. But, you know, maybe that's all a guy like me, that's probably, honestly, 99% of the time all I would really need is the 19. It'll pick the heat signature up, I'm sure, of hogs moving through the brush. It's got to, because I know that's what thermal does. Maybe not as defined as a more advanced one, but for shooting hogs within 75 yards, I've never used the 19, but I have a feeling that it would do everything, and I'd probably never need another scope. Once you learn how to identify the image, the heat signature from these different animals, that 19 would probably be okay to – how far, Paul? What would you feel comfortable with it?
Well, me being out in the field a lot, doing a lot of hunting and understanding the mannerisms of these different animals, you know, I feel comfortable that I could identify a hog or a deer at 125
yeah.
yards.
Yeah.
If I take my time and really focus on how that animal's acting and walking and his alertness and
and what have you. But I would say for someone that's just coming into it, 75 yards is just a safe bet that you're going to see heat signatures several hundred yards.
Yeah.
But the closer it is, the better the identification is with that level of resolution.
I have found this, Paul, and I think it's probably a common progression, if you will. When I'm out hunting now with my rattler at night, there was a time when I only focused on that 50, 75 yards around that feeder. Now I find myself standing up scanning maybe 500 yards out there looking for hogs and spotting them, identifying them positively out there 400 or 500 yards, and then see which way the wind's coming. I've killed a couple like that. So I'll warn people, you might be a stand hunter, but once you get this thermal, you can see if you're in an open field or whatever, you can see a long way, and chances are you're going to probably wind up figuring out which way the wind's blowing and putting a sneak on them, aren't you, Paul?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That is another beauty of the Rattler line of scopes is all of them have a manual focus. And manual focus is an important feature that a lot of companies skip on entry-level products. But AGM has incorporated that in there, so you can fine-tune that picture out much further than that 75 to 100 yards that we talked about.
You can. Well, Paul, this has been informative, I know, to a lot of folks that were like I was maybe a couple months ago, just getting into switching from one type of night hunting, to the thermal. How can people, I know gearofthehunt.com, they can go there. How can they learn more about it, or if they just need to talk to you and, ask you some questions, what's the best way to go about that?
Well, the best way is to call me or text me at 214-837-1994. You can check out my website at gearofthehunt.com, where I carry not only AGM,
right,
but I carry all the major products,
yep,
from all the manufacturers, and not just thermal products. I carry a vast array of hunting and outdoors related products.
Yep.
But on Facebook, North Texas Piggin Products, or my social group, North Texas Piggin.
Lots of ways to reach you, Paul, but the one that many people might be riding down the road, gearthehunt.com, folks, will get you there. Paul, I want to get you back in, near future, and let's talk some more thermal hunting. What do you say?
Sounds good, buddy.
Folks, this segment was made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. If you're interested in learning more or getting involved in air gun shooting and hunting, I want you to know about Pyramid Air. Go online to PYRAMYD, pyramidair.com. And also Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, the line of smokers that I've been using for a long, long time. You cannot beat them, folks. Makes cooking, smoking meat so much easier than sitting out there over a fire pit all night. Check them out online at smokingtex.com.